The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
All right, you've known it in your gut. Something just wasn't right about the 2020 election. Well, you're right. And here's the proof you've been waiting for. In Dinesh D'Souza's explosive new documentary, 2000 Mules, executive produced by the Salem Media Group, you'll see jaw-dropping evidence of exactly how Democrats pulled off the biggest heist in American history, drawing on meticulous research from the election integrity group, True the Vote. 2000 Mules uses both cell phone geo-tracking data and video evidence to uncover a massive network of illegal ballot trafficking in all five key swing states, enough election fraud to change the outcome of the 2020 elections. Thousands across the country attended the nationwide theatrical release. Now you can watch from the comfort of your own home. Watch on any device with a web browser. Gather your friends, family, and skeptics alike, but don't miss it. You can go to SalemNow.com. Watch it today. See the movie that President Donald Trump calls a real blockbuster. Go to SalemNow.com to watch it today. That's SalemNow.com. Executive produced by the Salem Media Group. Portions of Carl Jackson, the Carl Jackson podcast, are brought to you in part by 2000 Mules, executive produced by the Salem Media Group. All right, welcome to today's edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. Candace Owens visits the property of a BLM co-founder. The BLM co-founder pretends like she's triggered. I'm going to react to that. Because America wants you to believe, or the left wants you to believe, I should say, that there are two Americas. I think Candace Owens has just exposed yet again that that is a complete and utter lie. Watch the video, and then I'm going to offer you my takeaways. Here it is.
Insane. In real time right now, I am watching Patrice Cullors do a live claiming that I went to her property and demanded to speak to her. And she's, the only way I can describe it is she sounds like she's really scared. We're working on a documentary talking about all of the funding pertaining to Black Lives Matter. Obviously, we know that Patrice and a lot of the founders purchased million dollar homes in white neighborhoods. They also purchased a Black Lives Matter property. So we went to the property and asked if there was anyone that we could speak to, very politely, by the way. We've got cameras in tow, so there's no way she can, it's all on camera. And we just said, is there anyone we can speak to? Nobody asked us to leave. The person went inside. It was just a white man that we saw outside that was providing security, which is super interesting because obviously Patrice here is anti-police. And so she's, oh my God, I think she's crying on this live, pretending that she was harassed. We, like I said, very politely to the guy, is there anyone we can speak to? My name's Candace Owens. We never went over the gate. It was just me ringing the doorbell, trying to speak to someone. He said absolutely nothing. He started just recording us. And we said, okay, if there's no one we can speak to, we're going to leave.
Have created an incredibly dangerous environment for me. This morning, I woke up to Candace Owens being outside of my house with a news crew. She was demanding that I come outside. When I looked at the video recording of what she was asking about, she was actually asking about the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation property. I just really, really, like, y'all, I really need my family to be safe. I need to be safe. I need my child to be safe. And this, what happened this morning is not safety. It's not.
All right, so you've watched the video. You've seen what happened. Candace Owens goes to the property of Patrice the Con Collars of Black Lives Matter, co-founder of Black Lives Matter. You can see that as Candace explains, she's sitting right in a vehicle with her phone, a camera crew on site in tow, as Candace Owens says. And then in real time, Patrice Collars begins to react to Candace Owens there. But it's fake. It's phony. Just like Black Lives Matter is. There's a bunch of narratives that are being torn down here. And I just want to go through a couple of these so that you understand. This is why Candace Owens, this is why the Brandon Tatums, Larry Elders, Thomas Sowell, rest his soul, Walter E. Williams, and the, the Deroy Murdoch. There's so many, Jason Riley, so many black conservatives out there that I can't name them all, right, that are prominent black conservatives. Project 21, there's so many, all right? But we are a threat to the left simply because we just break down the narratives that there's two different Americas. And in order for them to continue to profit, they have to pretend as if there are two Americas when that simply isn't the case. For one, all right, so the left wants you to believe, again, there's two different Americas. So there's a different America for blacks and whites. At one point in time, there was. There isn't anymore. They want you to believe that there's a different America for male and female. And this is why you see these batty, loony leftist women going absolutely crazy and berserk over the issue of Roe v. Wade being possibly overturned, when nothing will change except that power will actually return to them. Wherever states they live in, they can be involved in the political process. They just can't be lazy about it anymore and rely on this federal mandate that provides access, if you will, nationwide, but women will still have access to abortion within their states. It's a transfer of power, nothing more than that. So all of this is about a tale of two Americas. One that the left claims exists, that's bigoted, hateful, xenophobic, transphobic, all this other stuff, keeping colored people. I hate that term. I don't use it. Minorities down. They want you to believe that. But what happened when Candace Owens visited that property is the truth. The truth is Patrice is a con. Patrice Collars of Black Lives Matter and BLM Inc., the whole system is a con. Black Americans are not systemically oppressed. America isn't systemically racist. If America was systemically racist, you wouldn't see Patrice the Con Collars being able to profit off the backs of blacks that really believe her nonsense while she moves into an primarily exclusively white neighborhood. And that's what she doesn't want to be exposed. You know, I don't think Candace Owens could do this legally, which is why I suspect she didn't. But I wish I would have seen a picture, some filming of the property, how beautiful the house is, how beautiful the landscape and extravagant the landscape must be. But isn't it ironic that this black woman, one of the co-founders of BLM Inc., says America is systemically oppressed. She becomes a multimillionaire within a matter of years, a few short years, and she buys house, well, not just one house, houses, right? So now she's real estate rich too, or property rich as well as having money in her bank account, while the people that she claims are systemically oppressed continue to struggle. Now, I disagree with the way that Patrice the Con Collars made her money, but there's a truth to be exposed here. Black women and black people can succeed in America, even con artists like Patrice the Con Collars. And when those BLM Inc. people succeed, it's kind of funny where they may have been born in the hood, but they don't want to stay there. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Here's the truth. Anyone that makes a little bit of money doesn't want to stay in an environment where their lives are threatened, where it's less safe, where schools aren't as good, not because they can't be, but because you have people and teachers and social justice warriors like Patrice the Con Collars that buys into the nonsense. I don't think she does, but but buys into her nonsense that America is systemically oppressed. And so instead of teaching reading, writing, arithmetic to Black and other minority kids, they're teaching them how they're oppressed. This is the threat is for the left. The threat is for Patrice Concolors. What Candace Owens is exposing is that there's opportunity for Blacks. There's opportunity for Black women. Right? That's what's being exposed. That's the threat. The threat is the truth. Not your truth, not my truth, which doesn't exist, but objective truth. And the objective truth that Candace Owens was exposing is that, listen, tell it to America. Candace Owens is successful. She's done it the right way. She worked her butt off. And media blew up. She's gotten all types of opportunities. Everyone knows her name in the conservative movement. And then you have Patrice the Concolors, who I suspect most people know her name in the in left-wing circles. We definitely know her name on the right. And she's been successful, but she's done it the wrong way. She's done it by conning people. That's what they don't want to be exposed. So when you see Patrice the Concolors reacting to Candace Owens, she has to react and pretend like she's triggered. But that stuff isn't flying anymore. It isn't working anymore. People are tired of the fake racism, and they are tired of the hypocrisy of the left. BLM, in part, is responsible for the George Floyd riots that we saw destroy Black communities, blue cities across the nation. Yet, she doesn't have to live in those areas, Patrice the Concolors. She gets to afford, she can afford to move out, move into a mansion. They can buy a $6 million property, BLM Inc. can, in Canada to chill. Where's all this Black money going? Where's all this money going to help Black people? It's going to help a few Black people, and that's BLM Inc. And that's what they don't want their victims. Yes, not their supporters. If you support BLM Inc., I'm sorry, you're a fool. BLM Inc. doesn't have supporters. They have victims. The goal is to make people, constant Black people and minorities, constantly angry so people like them can continue to profit off of the grievances. And then the Democrat Party can continue to use Black and minorities for votes. Turn to us, you're hated. Meanwhile, this is what happens. All of these fools live a life of luxury while the people that they're exploiting, their voters, Black and minority voters, remain in poverty. And the truth of the matter is, they don't want Blacks and minorities to succeed because then they'd fail, right? If Blacks start believing, like Candace Owens, like myself and other patriots like you out there, that we're not oppressed, that we're not victims of this system, but in fact, we can thrive in this system, this constitutional system, then the left is in danger. They know it. Their job security, listen to this, their job security, the Democrat Party, the left's, their job security is your misery. The moment you become successful, the moment you become profitable in your business, you don't need them. And the left knows that. So she fakes this like she's triggered. Oh my God, Candace Owens. Look at Candace Owens' physique. Look at Patrice the Concolors' physique. Do you think Patrice the Concolors is really afraid of Candace Owens? Come on. Come on. No one's buying that nonsense. You can see how polite Candace Owens, at least appeared to be in that video. I have no reason to doubt that she was polite and kind when she addressed the white security guard that was at Patrice the Concolors' home. It's funny. So Patrice the Concolors doesn't want cops in the streets in Black communities, but she wants them around her house. See how that works? You see how that works? The truth of the matter is America is a great place for all people that are willing to use their God-given talents in order to grow. By the way, another issue that's true and should be noted, that it within the Black community, actually on college campuses, period, per capita, you know who are some of the most educated people in all of America obtaining college degrees? Black women. Black women. And they're outpacing virtually everyone. The problem is the issues that really plague the Black community, Black Lives Matter doesn't want to deal with. The destruction of the family, the abandonment of God, which actually comes first. It's the abandonment of God, his values, his principles. And when we abandon God, then we abandon all of the things in that are outlined in the Bible that work. The family structure is something that is outlined in the Bible and it works. People that I don't know why Blacks have abandoned I do know why, right? I mean, the welfare state, LBJ, the Great War on Poverty, the War on Blacks is what it basically was. So many Blacks have bought into this nonsense that Democrats are out to help us. But the truth of the matter is we're still in the same predicament 50 years later. Not all of us. Obviously, those of us that don't buy into the nonsense aren't. But so many that are stuck in inner cities, Black and minorities in inner cities, have bought into this nonsense of the left. And again, they're just stuck because they're always a victim. They're always blaming somebody for their plight in life instead of working harder to get to the next step. So Patrice the Con Colors is a fraud. Black Lives Matter doesn't address the problems that are really endemic in the Black community. And that is the abandonment of God. That is the breakup of the Black family. And that's Black on Black crime. If Black Lives Matter would address that, then they would solve some real problems. But they don't want to address that because you know why? When you address those issues, you're not liked in the Black community. If you speak the truth, you're not liked there. So Candace Colors can be liked by exploiting Blacks, making money off the backs of poor Blacks while she lives a life of luxury. And that's what she fears Candace Owens is exposing, the truth. Guys, it's as simple as that. Candace told you she was working on a documentary. It's as simple as that. The truth is being exposed. That's why Patrice the Con Colors was faking the crocodile tears. Give me a break. What a fraud. All right, guys, that's just my quick takeaway of Candace Owens' video exposing once again the frauds that are BLM Inc. Until next time, don't grow weary doing good. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure to follow me on all my social media platforms, Instagram, The Carl Jackson Show, Facebook, The Carl Jackson Show, where else? Wherever I'm at. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, The Carl Jackson Show, Parler, The Carl Jackson Show, everywhere on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. And again, subscribe Apple to my podcast, Apple, Google, YouTube, Rumble, Spotify. All right. You name it. You can find me there. Like, subscribe. I appreciate all you guys for tuning in. God bless you. I'll see you next time.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.